I'm late, but I do have a real excuse this time. Oh, besides the rain, I had to volunteer for an extra hour over at the rescue shelter because they were running out of... Oh, hello. Where's Madeline?
Well, she wasn't feeling well, had to go home suddenly, turned into stomach flu. So with you guys already on your way, she asked me if I would lead the group therapy session this afternoon.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, about Madeline. And who are you?
I'm Dr. Braeborn, but feel free to call me Justin. I normally lead the men's group therapy.
Oh, so are they doing the same thing that we're doing, you know, this looking for peace that lasts?
Oh, similar, different. It's a men's group, so it's a little difficult to get them to open up and talk about their feelings. So hopefully this will be a nice change of pace. And you are?
Oh, Jenny Morant.
Oh, great. Well, Jenny, what is one thing you feel like you could talk about this afternoon?
I'm so sorry.
Got up too early. I had to go run over and volunteer at the women's prison. They're doing this job fair, and we're putting together this boutique so that inmates who are about to be released, they can pick out a nice outfit so they can go, you know, wear something to their job interviews once they get out.
That sounds like a great program.
Oh, it is. But I had to get up at 5 in order to get there at 6:30. But, oh, I love it. Just makes you feel so... But then after that, I had to run on to the Humane Society, and after that, over to the rescue shelter, and so I could just really use a big cup of coffee
now. Sorry I'm late. Oh, the traffic out there is terrible. Oh, I had to take like a bazillion detours. Oh, where's Marilyn?
Oh, well, she wasn't feeling well.
She's got stomach flu.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kind of feeling rumbly myself. I had to say all sorts of affirmations in the car as I was edging through construction in Almere. I have an inner goddess meeting tonight, and I can't afford to be sick.
Well, you are?
Lucretia Whitmore, but you can call me Lucy.
Well, it's great to meet you. I'm Dr. Braeborn. Feel free to call me Justin.
Okay.
Yes, Lucy, feminine goddess.
Is that what she has down?
Yes.
I love it. You know... This group has been really helpful. I think that it's just vital that we trade in all those lies of low self-esteem and feeling that we're less than and step into our true feminine spirituality and inner beauty.
So is that what Madeline is saying?
Oh, no. We all bring here the lies we're letting go of in order to replace them with ways that we can find peace instead. So this month I've discovered... feminine spirituality. And it seems to be doing the trick. I now know the true peace lies within me, and all I need to do is affirm it in order for it to bloom.
You know, Lucy, I think that's great, but I think actually doing something a little more productive would work even better. Like, I've been to all 3 of my volunteer sites today. I feel great.
For you? That works for you?
Well, I've also been on time for everything. Except today, of course, because of the rain, but... No, wait! I was the first one here, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
Sorry. I'm going to say a little affirmation here. I'm feeling a little tense. You are good and flexible and don't need to defend your choices, you inner goddess, you... There. I feel better. You were saying...
Well,
I almost forgot. I brought some fudge to share.
I'm here. Why every car out there today had to be going 3 inches an hour, I have no idea. I really need this group session today.
Hi.
Who are you?
Dr. Braeborn. Feel free to call me Justin.
Yeah, Madeline's sick, so he's taking over.
Great. This will be interesting. Oh, that traffic. I didn't have time to eat lunch, and now it's almost dinner.
Oh,
you know what? I have some peanut butter crackers.
I have fudge.
No. I cannot eat any of that stuff. I have to be very careful with my food combining. Right now, it needs to be raw broccoli and soybeans.
Oh, do you have allergies?
Oh, no. I've been combining peaceful foods for the last 2 weeks, and it's working. But, you know... The slightest deviation can just throw my whole system out of whack. So, no sugar, no fats, no dairy.
No fun.
Remember, no judgment. We are all free to pursue our peace in our own way.
Sorry. Jackie's rejecting the lie that rage is just being honest with her feelings.
I can speak for myself, thank you. I have a little anger problem. But, you know, the food combining and the yoga are really helping. And throw in, you know, some essential oils and an occasional Netflix binge and... I am feeling much more calm and peaceful, which is really what I'm after.
Good. Wow, a little different from the men's group. They don't talk. So I think we're still waiting on one other person, right?
Oh, Nora, but she's usually here. It must be the rain.
Oh, wait a minute. She's texting me. She's almost here.
You know, I would have given that notice a little earlier than this.
Since when? You always used to be late and never gave any notice.
That is the old me. I'm proving to my kids that I'm the new responsible me. Because I know that it matters to them that I remember their birthdays. And am on time for their weddings. So now I'm on time for everything. And I found that, like, doing things for good things for other people, it just gives you such a surge of...
Oh, I'm sorry.
What was I talking about?
Oh. Hi, everyone. I am sorry I'm late.
Isn't Madeline here today?
She wasn't feeling well. So, Nora, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Good. Well, I want you to feel free to feel
your... She wants you to feel your feelings.
Are you feeling okay?
I'm fine. I've had a lot going on today. I need the session. I'm not feeling peaceful.
Okay.
Oh, have some fudge. It's peaceful chocolate. I ate a pan of it last night.
The whole pan?
Well, my inner goddess was kind of craving it, and things got a little out of hand, but just have one. You'll feel better. You know, Justin, I think we need to get started. I have to leave early. We're naming our goddesses tonight. I can't wait.
What are you naming yours?
Tiffany. I know what you're thinking, but I do believe this name is having a comeback.
Yes, well, can we get started? I could really use some perspective.
Absolutely. So some of you have already checked in with things that have been happening today.
I haven't. Okay, I need you all to listen to this because I had, like, such the build-up today. So, my husband forgot to pay Avery's tuition, so she couldn't register for classes. I mean, how do you forget something like that? So, 4 phone calls later, and I almost managed to have them unfreeze her account when my phone goes dead because I had been on hold for so long. And then I had to go to the DMV. And that line was so long that I can't...
Why don't we use feeling words? All this was making you feel...
Angry! I was feeling angry. But I'm not going to spew, because that is a lie, that I have the right to spew and affect everyone and then just walk away. But you know, it is just so hard to hold on to being... I think Nora should talk.
Well, this morning I was at work and I was finishing the projections project when my manager calls me into his office and asks to speak with me. I thought that...
Tree pose is helping, go ahead.
So he had just yesterday been saying what a great job that I was doing. I was applying some suggestions he had made to finish up when he calls me in. He says I need to hand the project over to Graham. And I say, why? I'm almost done with it. He says, because he won't be working here any longer.
What?
Turns out one of the other team members who's worked there a long time, so it has to be Richard, accused me of not doing my work and taking his and using his results. But it is the other way around. And when I tried to prove it, they just said, we've had this happen before. We know who to believe. So just pack up your things and goodbye.
So if you were going to assign feeling words to this, all this is making you feel...
Terrible, no good, powerless. Like, this was my first real out-of-college job, and I was doing great. And now I am nothing.
No.
You are
God.
So what happened then?
So I go back to my apartment and I stop to get the mail. We have this wall of metal mailboxes, so I'm standing there
I'm resting my forehead against the mailbox because it felt cool and still when my neighbor, this woman Julie, she stopped and she asked me if I was okay. It had only been an hour, so I told her about how I just felt so worthless. And she said, you know, many times feelings are not an accurate gauge of what is true.
That's right.
So I said, yeah. She was just so nice and real, you know.
And you know her?
We had met before a couple weeks ago. Mm. She gave me some, like, scripture-like things to read, like a psalm or something. It had stuff about peace in it. And it was good. It helped that day. And today she said that she'd be praying for me if I ever needed to talk to just come over. She said that she understood about finding peace. Oh. So that's good.
No, I would watch talking to her. She sounds very narrow focused. Here, have some more fudge. You know, there's wisdom in lots of places. In fact, Tiffany says...
Oh, no, don't tell her that frou-frou goddess stuff. Can't you see she's upset?
What did you just say?
Nora, I think you need to just get your mind off of this. Why don't you come with me this afternoon after this? They've got this after-school tutoring session going on downtown. You get to work with some great inner-city kids. Just get your soul all sorted out.
That is tutoring. That is not finding peace.
Hey, it's working for me.
Well, it doesn't mean it's going to work for her. She just got fired, for pity's sake.
That's the word. It wasn't let go or it didn't work out. I got fired.
Oh, now see what you did.
No, it was good.
I think we all need to calm down here.
Shut up!
This is the most unpeaceful group I've ever led.
We're feeling our feelings, all right?
Nora, just breathe. And imagine you're petting a cat. Preferably a nice cat. Not like my cat, Hairball. It frightens me. But a sweet cat who's purring and peaceful, and now the feminine spirit has space.
Oh, to write cut it out with that stuff. She needs to just focus her energy in a different direction.
Oh, there has been great research in combining alfalfa sprouts and cumin in emergency situations. I mean, I myself have had great experience with ground cherry pits, and,
no, not ground cherry. What's that fruit that's red?
Pomegranate.
What is it?
Fine! My food combining!
Oh, spit it out! Spit it out!
This is not good! Did I lose my peace? This is not good!
I think I was wrong. I think you all need to stop feeling your feelings. Nora, where are you going?
I think I'm gonna go find my neighbor. She's just so... I don't know, I can't explain it. I just need to ask her what she has and how I can find it. Peace.